Good morning and welcome to the FTS Bet Slip Monday, the 15th of July. Neck's still a bit cricky, but I weighed in this morning at my lowest weight for 5 years, just under 12 and a half stone now. I've not had a beer for 4 weeks, I've not had bread for 4 weeks, not had pasta for 4 weeks, not had rice for 4 weeks, not had a potato for 4 weeks. And other than my neck, I feel absolutely marvellous. I might never go back to the beer again, Suggsy. We'll have to see if the old Spurs does white wine and soda. A little muscadine and soda. Lovely. Right, what have I got for today? The old cricket wound a few up on Twitter last night. The old pyjamas, whacking the ball in the pyjamas. Firstly, I was gutted to see Federer lose. I actually had the tennis on and was gutted to see him, particularly when he served for it. He is one of my favourite all-time sportsmen. And then I flicked over for, well, I don't even know what that super over. I mean, in my day, I always thought it was like the most wickets down and you lost. Load of old nonsense on it, the old super over. And apparently, I mean, I'd like great England won the World Cup. I'm very patriotic. It's just not my thing all that one day. I don't mind Test cricket, been to the Oval a few times. But that whack it around in your pyjamas, not for me. I see the old, ruling that, in fact, we shouldn't have had the 6 runs when it hit the racket and went to hit the racket, hit the bat, hit the bit of tree and went for the boundary. Should have only been 5, not 6. The runners didn't cross. Umpires cocked it up, so England were what you would say a bit fortunate. But hey, maybe Tony Guy's listening down the Kiwis, Tone. But wound a few up last night. I knew I'd get a bite. Old Stevie came straight out when I said about whacking it in the pyjamas. I knew they'd all bite. Right, a few notices. I'm going to do the bets at the end. See, I'm going to make you listen. I'm going to make you listen to me, or you could, I suppose, just cheat and fast forward to the end, but then you miss all the good bits, like the Open competition. Over 900 quid of prizes, out of the kindness of my heart. Right, first things first, I mentioned a race day to Lingfield, had a few of you inquire. I'm going to have space for about 20, so it's hospitality at the racetrack, over the finish line. We get all the usual, the tipster in for the day. I'll put some tips up, 3-course meal, all that. So that is going ahead. The date is Saturday, the 16th of November. It will fill quickly. Some of you who came last year, I've already contacted because you have asked that you'd like to come again. So I will put details up of that later this week. So that is Lingfield Race Day. On the 16th of November, we'll have a turn up, drink beforehand in the hotel bar, go through, have the hospitality, and then when that's done, a few drinks in the bar. And last year we grabbed a meal in the evening. We'll see if we can grab a meal in the evening. If people are staying overnight, I will be staying overnight. And once I've got the numbers, if there's enough men or women who wish to play golf, then we could have a game of golf the following morning on the golf course there. Get up and have a sort of 9 o'clock round of golf and then depart. But that is Saturday the 16th of November. So look out for details of that if you want to come. Right, the Open competition, the greatest golf tournament in the world, bar none, starts on Thursday, and you can enter the FTS Open competition up until 1 p.m. on Wednesday. We had well over 100 entries for the US Open one. It takes a lot of putting together. Old Chrissy Spreadsheets hasn't sorted me out a spread. Despite flipping moaning about how I formatted my sheet, he hasn't come up with anything better, so I'm using the same format again. I've made it. This time you've got 10 players you can pick from, and I've gone with the World Golf Rankings, official World Golf Rankings, top 10. So you can have one of these people in your team. You've got to listen. If you don't enter, I'm not doing any late entries or incorrect entries, and if people enter incorrectly, I'm not going to tweet and point it out to you. When I did the US Open, I have more time. I've not got time if you cannot understand basic instructions. So you can have one of these players in your team. You've got to pick 4 players. You can have one of these. Brooks Koepka, Dustin Johnson, Rory McIlroy, Justin Rose, T. Tiger Woods, Bryson DeChambeau, Francesco Molinari, John Rahm, Justin Thomas, Patrick Cantlay. You can have one of those 10 players in your team, and then three others. The three others can be anybody in the field. You can use the open.com website, or you can use Betfair Odds Checker to see the runners and riders. So it is one from that top 10: Koepka, Johnson, McIlroy, Rose, Woods, DeChambeau, Molinari, Rahm, Thomas, Cantlay. One of those and three others. The scores, their 72 hole scores added together, lowest score wins the first prize. If your player misses his cut, it is 36 hole total is doubled. So if he shoots 72, 72 and it misses the cut, he has four 72s. There is only one entry per person. If the entries are not in the format I'm going to state in a minute, then they will not qualify. You can enter by putting hashtag Open Championship at FTS Income with your four players. So tweeting me at FTS Income, hashtag Open Championship with your four players. I will accept those entries up until 1 p.m. UK time, or you can enter on the website in a reply to the podcast episode 15th of July, not 16th, not 17th, not 14th, podcast episode 15th of July, adding a comment at the bottom of that podcast with your four players and your name so that I know who you are. I've had people enter other ones for Ascot anonymous. Don't even know what to do with that. So it is one player from the top 10 in the world golf rankings, three players from the rest of the field. All four of those players added together, every shot, every round, lowest score wins. Player misses the cut, is 36 hole totals doubled. One entry per person. Entries must be in by 1 p.m. on the 17th of July. It starts on the 18th. I'm not accepting an entry that is 1 minute late. Simple as that. And it has to be in that format. Twitter, at FTS Income, hashtag Open Championship with your four players, or a reply to the post on the 15th of July. And if people do enter incorrectly, I'm going to probably call you out in a future podcast, because I am sick of people not reading or listening. I mean, it's not difficult. So that is it, and I will remind you tomorrow, I'll remind you Wednesday morning, but that is it. We so far have put four prizes up. Free membership to FTS Ultimate for 1920 is first prize. If you've already paid, I'll send your money back. Plus, if you're local to me, London bound, I will meet you, or I will do a video call to set you up for the season. Second prize is free attendance for two at the race day. So I've saved two spots from this for people who win. So if somebody wins and they want to bring their partner, child, whatever, you can do, as long as they're over 18. No accommodation, but you'll get free meal hospitality at the races for two people. Third prize, free-year membership to RTS Racing. And fourth prize, free 12-month, well, it's about a 10-month subscription to the Golf Guru for the 2020 season. So when he takes his renewals towards the end of this year, whoever comes fourth will get a spot in that. If I get an absolute wealth of entries, if you want to tweet it, retweet it, like it, obviously that's great, and it will get us more entries, and I will then add further prizes. It's all out of my own pocket. There's nothing for you guys. No agenda, nothing to do. I won't be bombarding emails with you. It's just a bit of fun while we're watching the greatest golf tournament that's ever played back in Northern Ireland. It's going to be a fantastic Open Championship. I will have my bets and things on Wednesday. Going to have a good old go at this one. But that is it. Good to see, actually, the Golf Guru had a nice winner yesterday. Wiesberger at 33s in Scotland. Back-to-back winners of the Scottish Open, he's tipped up. So that is the competition. I suggest you listen to this back and don't make any gaffes if you want to have a go. So that is that. What else was there? I see old Trump. Oh, that was disgraceful, that tweet, wasn't it? Old Trump, he is an out-and-out racist, that man. Tweeting about Congress people and going back to the countries they came from. Flipping dearie me. He's taking things to a new level. He's clever, see. All he does is do this to detract from other stuff. So obviously you had Pence visiting that the border where all the men are caged up and this, that and the other. And then Trump, just to sort of get away from that, sends a tweet which he knows will be forgotten about in a couple of days. But with him and Numptosaurus flipping Johnson taking over, it reminded me of a quote from when I did my economics days at A level, did maths and economics at A level, and there was an Austrian, I haven't looked this up, I think he's Austrian economist, Ludwig von Mises or Mises, something like that, and he said, there's no more dangerous menace to society than a government of incompetent, corrupt, vile men. The worst evils which mankind ever endured were inflicted by bad governments, and I think we're living in an era of that right now. That is just incredible, that yesterday. I just don't know how he gets away with it. I don't know how that man got voted as president and gets away with it. Anyway, that's enough of that. See, just get that out there. What else have we got today? Right, shall we give you some bets? Yeah, that's all you're interested in. You know, that's all you lot are interested in. In that cricket, anyway, England won it. Isn't it England and Wales cricket board? Correct me if I'm wrong. I think the old Welsh old Mark Maynard, get hold of it, son. Get the flipping Mark Manfield, get hold of it. The Welsh have won the World Cup as well. It is England and Wales, isn't it? Correct me if I'm wrong. See, we claim that. Anyway, right, let's get these bets done. Over 3.5 in Denmark, Hobro versus AGF at 6 p.m. Lay over 3.5, pre-kickoff and back it in play. There is a over 3.5 and Dobbing trading calculator on the FTS website in the members area. There's a results and templates section. Go to that at the bottom. There's a Dobbing and calculator to work these sort of trades out. So where you've laid it over 3.5 and then you want to back it, there's a calculator you can put in what you've laid it at, what price, what percentage you want to make, what tells you what to back it at and at what odds. We made a little tweak to it because it came up with some invalid odds, so that is updated. So even if you've gone and got it, you can go and get the new version today. I've uploaded it this morning. If you attended the seminar in the summer here, I've dropped one in your seminar folder for you, because we will be doing these trades through the season, and it just makes life easy for you to do. You just need to register as a free member at ftsincome.co.uk. Once again, no agenda, there's no email to enter. I'm not going to bombard you with stuff. It's literally just something to help you when I'm doing the horse stops on the website, on the podcast or the 3.5s. So that's in the members area. If you register as a free subscriber, you need to go to your profile, make sure you've checked the free subscriber box, and then you'll have access to that. I've got, so that's Denmark at 6 o'clock, Hobro versus AGF, lay over 3.5, back it back in play. Horse is, I've got a trade in the 220 at Ripon or Laith, currently about 4.5. I think this will trade today. I think it's quite fancy to go for a 30% trade on or Laith in the 220 at Ripon. And a couple of each way mentions the big prices in Ireland rubbish yesterday. But I'm going to say, if you do these, you know, you're taking on half decent prices. Each way, Naples Bay in the 240 at Ayr and King Athelstan in the 530 at Windsor. That's two each way mentions. I haven't got any win bets. So just a quick recap of all that. Lingfield, 16th of November. If you want to come, put the note in the diary. Just a race day, bit of fun, day out. And I'll let you know the costs and things, and I'm just trying to get some room rates off them. May pay to book our own rooms, but I'll have details of that later this week. The open competition at FTS Income, hashtag open championship, four golfers, one from the world top 10 and any other three. And you can also enter via a comment on the podcast 15th of July episode. Trump's a racist. done that. And bets over 3.5, Denmark versus Hobro, lay over 3.5, back it in play. Horse trades 220 Ripper North Laith, and the each ways Naples Bay in the 240 and King Athelstan in the 530. I think I've covered everything. I'm sure you'll let me know if I haven't. Leave me a comment, direct message me, tweet me, whatever you want. And I will be back with you tomorrow morning.